אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. I thought I'd start the report this week, given the circumstances over in Israel and Gaza, with the quote that's on our front page this week from Golda Meir, former Israeli Prime Minister. If we have to have a choice between being dead and pitied and being alive with a bad image, we'd rather be alive and have the bad image.
Very interesting quote. We're talking about being alive and have bad image. Israel indeed does have bad image on the world media, but I'd like to actually concentrate on the media in Australia. And first of all, we'll start with maybe about the pro-Palestinian protests in Sydney and Melbourne last week.
So yeah, there were some several pro-Palestinian protests in both cities, and some of the placards and banners that were held up at these protests included messages like "One Holocaust doesn't justify another," and "The whole Palestine is occupied and must be reversed," and "Free Palestine from the river to the sea." Other placards accused Israel of apartheid and ethnic cleansing, and photos from one of the Sydney rallies also showed the Israeli flag, but with a swastika instead of the Star of David attached to the back of a protester, while in another photo, a protester waves what appears to be the Fatah flag, and there were also reports of Hezbollah flags held aloft. Speaking to the Jewish News on Sunday, Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rifkin said the scenes at the rallies in Melbourne and Sydney came as absolutely no surprise. He said support for terrorist organisations, anti-Semitism, both subtle and overt, and explicit calls for the destruction of Israel are permanent fixtures at anti-Israel rallies and in the anti-Israel movement generally, Rifkin said, because visceral hatred for Israel and support for Hamas invariably born of extremism and racial hatred. Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein also lamented what was happening at those rallies. He said the themes of the rallies were that Israel should not have a right to self-defense and that Israel as a Jewish state should be destroyed. To witness comparisons of Israel to Nazi Germany in Sydney and hear the promotions of a litany of distortions of history and of the current events was not only disturbing but provided evidence demonstrators were promoting an agenda inconsistent with the well-being of Palestinians, let alone Israelis.
It seems that when something like that happened in the Middle East, the Jewish community here is very nervous. There was a TikTok video inciting violence against the Jewish community.
Yes, there was this video was posted around and it's been viewed more than 50,000 times and has more than 1,000 comments on it. There's a TikTok video emerged which incited violence against the Jewish community. A 19-year-old Muslim woman showed wearing a hijab, features the Rally for Israel flyer or promo flyer of that event, which contains the date and the time of the event, which is happening to happen on Sunday, May the 23rd, Melbourne, hosted by the Jewish community. But this video put a caption on it next to that flyer, which said, "If you're from Victoria, Australia, you know what to do." And in this video, the woman performs a hand gesture while Islamic music plays in the background. As the Jewish News went to press on Wednesday, it had, as I said, 50,000 views on it, and several of the posts, the comments on that, incited violence, including referring to pulling up AK-47 guns, and should we get the IEDs, which are improvised explosive devices, and we are coming to burn their flags, and who's trying to shoot? Speaking about the threats to the Melbourne community, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger told the Jewish News, "It's outrageous and disgusting that anyone would be fit to threaten a peaceful rally. We need political leaders and communal leaders to condemn these outrageous, disgusting threats of violence." Of course, the Sydney Jewish community with New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and several other organisations, including the Zionist Council of New South Wales, have organised Support Israel rally that was due to take place on Sunday, May 23rd. Speaking to the Jewish News, Mr. Berger said, "It's important for our community to get together and to show solidarity for the State of Israel and also to express our support for a peaceful resolution to the current conflict.
You're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, it seems that the Jewish community organizations are on high alert. Jewish students at the Emmanuel School were advised not to wear a kippah in public.
Yeah, that's very, very worrying to hear, but that's true. As a safety precaution, it was believed that would reduce the likelihood of any students being recognized as at this time and at that event being of Jewish heritage, to avoid any unpleasant confrontations, particularly for our younger students, school's principal Andrew Watt said in a letter to, while the CSG community security group says, although the official alert level in the Jewish community remains unchanged despite the situation in Israel and Gaza, it does not mean that people should be complacent, because historically, whenever there is a conflict involving Israel, the community generally sees an increase in anti-Semitic vilification incidents. And one example that actually did happen to university campuses in Australia is, for example, at Sydney University, Australasian Union of Jewish Students felt it had no choice the week before but to cancel a planned Shavuot event on campus for fear that its members would not be safe. And also, threats had been recorded against president of that Monash Jewish Student Society, Melbourne, with some very insightful comments on Facebook and social media.
Shane, what are Australian politicians are saying?
And so there's been a mix of views. Politicians from both major parties have supported Israel's right to protect its citizens amid the ongoing rocket attacks from Gaza, which of course, as we know, more than 3,600 rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel, aiming for cities and towns. But the Greens and New South Wales Labor leader Jody McKay have come under fire over one-sided statements about the violence that they made. Prime Minister Scott Morrison declared last week Israel unquestionably has the right to defend itself and its people. And his comments came after Foreign Minister Maurice Payne stated violence is no solution, rocket attacks and indiscriminate acts that fuel the cycle of violence and bloodshed never justified. Addressing the UN Security Council on Sunday, Australia's ambassador to the UN, Mitch Fifield, called for immediate steps to halt the violence and exercise restraint, adding Australia condemns the relentless and indiscriminate firing of rockets into Israel by Hamas. However, New South Wales opposition leader Jody McKay was blasted for tweeting a one-sided statement with no mention of the thousands of rockets directed at Israel by Palestinian militants. She said, thinking of the Palestinian community on the eve of Eid, I know they're worried about friends and family in Jerusalem and Gaza. Attacks on the innocent and on places of worship are unacceptable. Now, describing that tweet as appalling, Zionist Federation of Australia Director of Public Affairs, Bren Carlile, said it did not reflect the balanced statement by Federal Labor, all the views of individual Labor members who haven't lost sight of the fact that Israelis are also in fear of their lives. Meanwhile, the Greens were also slammed for comment statements that could be interpreted as being biased. Greens leader Adam Bandt tweeted, "This is not a conflict between equals. It is the continuation of oppression and occupation that makes it impossible for Palestinians or Israelis to ever live in peace and security." An official party statement, meanwhile, said the Greens oppose any violence, whether that be airstrikes or rockets, but that message also stressed the latest outbreak in violence stems from the Israeli government's unlawful and unjust occupation of Palestine, and this cycle of violence will not end until the occupation. So there's quite a variety of mixed comments and opinions there by various Australian political leaders.
Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.